Discussion about creating a UMass Springfield had been around for decades, but the push to locate a branch for the state's land-grant university in the downtown of the state's third-largest city really only took off in the last 5 years. The UMass satellite campus is one piece of an urban renewal plan that includes a recently renovated former federal building, a new transportation hub at Union Station, and perhaps a resort casino.
We want them to succeed. If they succeed, we succeed, and that's the way we have to look at this project.
Kevin Kennedy, the city's chief development officer, says the presence of college-aged people will do a world of good for downtown Springfield.
It brings vitality, it really brings life, and I think it's going to be a big shot in the arm for us.
Governor Deval Patrick and UMass officials announced Tuesday that Tower Square will be the location for the satellite campus. UMass will occupy space on the second floor of the 30-story office tower on Main Street and also take a small space on the ground floor in a retail area of the building. Nick Fintralakis, who chairs Develop Springfield, a nonprofit business development organization, says he is thrilled that UMass is investing in downtown Springfield.
We think it's a tremendous opportunity for the city, an opportunity to increase economic activity in this particular part of the downtown and beyond, and a great opportunity for local students and other students from the region to take advantage of the world-class education that they can get at the university.
UMass officials say it has not been determined how many staffers will work at the satellite campus, and they would not speculate about how many students might enroll for classes. The satellite campus is expected to attract people like Jamaris Benjamin. The community college student wants to get a 4-year degree, but taking the necessary classes at the UMass flagship campus in Amherst, 25 miles from Springfield, would be a hardship. She has no car and needs to keep working at a part-time job in Springfield.
I think it will help me and some other students a lot.
Just 17% of Springfield residents have a bachelor's degree, compared with 38% of all Massachusetts residents, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The UMass satellite campus should help close that gap, according to Henry Thomas, a Springfield native and chairman of the UMass Board of Trustees.
It can have a significant boost to our economy and therefore quality of life. So we'll tailor the academic program to meet the workforce needs and the business needs.
The satellite campus is looking into offering courses in the growing field of cybersecurity, according to UMass President Robert Corrett.
We're looking at some specific niche areas like actuarial science, which is needed at Mass Mutual, areas like substance abuse counseling, which is needed by the school systems, perhaps some things in special ed, MBAs with specific tracks associated with them. Two of the campuses are interested in that. And then some of the areas in the public health and the health professions. And we'll knock that all together over the next really few weeks, because we'll have to start marketing those in the not too distant future.
UMass Amherst will administer the satellite campus, but the course offerings will draw from all of the system's campuses and UMass Online. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.